Still loading.
The joys of technology.
Mm-hmm. All right. February. There's nothing on the 5th or the 12th at this moment.
Okay.
I mean, blank.
So February 5th, is that fine with everybody?
Mm-hmm. February 5th.
February 5th.
Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. December 8th.
And I will redo this and send it out to y'all again.
Do we need
so
to make a...
December 11th.
Do we need a motion and action on that?
December the 8th.
No, it's moved from the 8th.
Moved to the 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Move it. Oh, I'm
moved to the 11th.
Okay, December 11th. My bad.
I don't know about the year on the 15th, but
January 15th.
I'll make that motion when we're ready.
Okay, Justin made the motion. Kyle seconded it. All in favor of approving the meeting dates? None opposed? Kelly?
Okay. Okay, and then it's this time of the year, we have to appoint a director to the Dawson County Appraisal District Board of Directors. Well, next month we'll have to do one for Martin County. Right now, a director for our representative is Todd Gregory, and I would recommend that he stays on and does that.
If he's willing.
Yeah.
Just need a motion to
yes, sir.
Make the motion.
Okay. Cody made the motion and Justin seconded. All in favor of keeping it the way it is? None opposed.
Who's our Martin County?
I was fixing to. It's a. Oh my gosh! It's Kevin Pepper.
Okay.
And then the last thing that I have is TASB updates. 126 legal policies and local. Remember, the only ones that we approve are the local. The legal ones are law, so really don't get to do that. So, but if you look here, I gave you a paper that was like this. It says it's explanatory notes, TASB localized policy manual update 126. First page is 18 down there. But this has all of the policies. But like I say, the only ones that we are, that y'all will approve are the local ones. And I'm sorry, I highlighted mine and I didn't highlight yours. On page 17 is the first one. It's FFB local. If you want, to cross-reference it, if you look at this, it has the policy there. You can look at it and it tells you. wait a minute, I got mine messed up here. Hold on a second, let me get mine. Oh, that's right.
Will you read all these changes out loud to us, please?
I don't know if my voice can last that long. It should be start with page one, I'm sorry, which is. I got mine all messed up here. Y'all should be drunk, though.
Yours may be the one that the machine got stuck on.
Yeah. The first one is BE Local. It talks about board meetings. I mean, and we already do this one. The board meetings must be held outside of typical work hours. You know, there were some schools around us that used to have their board meetings at 7 in the morning. You know, we've never had to do that. We've already started posting them 3 business days instead of the 72 hours. And it says in that, on page 2 there, under BE Local, that second paragraph, it says that deadline and recommended revisions are also responsible. It says we offer you your consideration language requiring that agenda items be submitted 10 calendar days before a meeting. I mean, that's 2 weeks before, nearly 2 weeks before the meeting, or more than 2 weeks. So, Let's see, it says they recommend revision, so, but. Next one is BED Local, it's on page 3. We do this one already, we've been doing this one ever since I've been here. Public participation, public comments occur at the beginning of board meeting, we've been doing that since, like I say, since I've been here. I mean, y'all were doing it before I got here too. Let me find the next page here. That'd be page 5. Yeah, I think mine was the one that got messed up in the deal. CJ, Locals on page 5. Basically, it's saying that, contracted services, they're, if you contract with somebody, they're not gonna, may not engage in or assign instructional activities prohibited by law or diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. So, we don't worry about that at all. Next is CJ Local. It did say something about, I can't remember, just the changing of the word, of words. It's instead of, I can't remember what it said, I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't. But instead of what it said, they adjusted it to, here, let me see if I can find it. Criminal history, they changed it to background checks and required reporting. I guess criminal history was...
too triggering?
Yeah, let's see, the next one...
Somebody's got too much time on their hands.
Yeah. Page 6, CLE Local, buildings, grounds, and equipment management required displays. They marked out flags for some reason.
I don't know either.
Mine's missing 6.
Really?
I am too. Telling you, the machine jammed up today. It was bad.
Don't have any even numbers here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't have 8.
Well, I was kind of...
I don't have 10. I don't have 12.
I'm sorry. I put
14.
It on front and back.
Telling you, the machine was bad
but
today.
It's on this too, the bigger one.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just going
you
on
can cross
summary.
References on the bottom. It's got the.
I looked at some of these where it was like they marked out superintendent and added superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, well, some of them marked out designee.
This tells you what the changes were.
Yeah.
They got security. To cybersecurity. They got to keep your.
Yeah, cybersecurity. That's on page 7. You have that one, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we got 7. Well, I just thought, I was like, I'm kind of losing it. where, what?
Moving cybersecurity training requirements from the Department of Information Resources to the Texas Cyber Command. Also, number 8, which I don't have, CQD Local Technology Resources, Artificial Intelligence. This new recommended policy addresses artificial intelligence training requirements based on House Bill 150 and House Bill 1500, as well as the use of artificial intelligence by district employees and students. I think... to me, that's kind of, when it says students, sometimes you, I mean, ChatGPT is good, but, you know, to find out stuff, but when kids use it to basically write their paper, it's not good, you know. It has helped me sometimes because I'm the type of person that I write the way I talk, and that's not good, I mean. You know, I still write y'all and, you know, stuff like that. And so it makes me sound a little more intelligent, which is...
a little more professional sometimes.
Yeah. Professional, there you go. But next is CSA Local. This was a strange one to me. Senate Bill 8 from the second special session prompted the inclusion of a section on designation and use of private spaces. And what that has to do with is...
what is it? I read that. I wonder what does
Texas
that mean?
Senate Bill 8 is a law that restricts transgender, non-binary, and intersex individual from using restrooms and other multi-occupancy facilities in government buildings, public schools, universities, and shelters that do not align with the sex they were assigned at birth. The law, sometimes called the Texas Women's Privacy Act, mandates use based on biological sex and imposes significant fines on institutions that fail to comply, which, once again, we don't have that problem. So, but we have a policy that
covers us.
Covers that. CV Local Facility Constructions, this is a new one, and I did not know about this one until the other day when I was reading all this. The competitive purchasing threshold established in law has changed from $50,000. Usually, you know, if it was $50,000 or more, you had to do bids. They've changed it to $100,000 now. But that's for facility constructions. That, from what the way I read it, that does not mean you're going to go buy a Suburban that costs $75,000. You know, it falls underneath that $100,000. Well, that's not construction. That's not a facility. I think the $50,000 threshold still holds for that. This is just for facility, because $50,000 exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, so I think that's a good thing. Page 9, DBD Local. Basically, this is saying that an administrator cannot do any, cannot receive any money for doing any special services or anything like that for, you know, like if I had a an accounting firm or something that I own, you know, they couldn't do the audit or whatever. You know, it has to do with a special interest or a conflict of interest. DEC Local, a revision to the daily rate on pay. The way I read this is they take your daily rate, and it's done by how many days that you're in school. Because, not, you know, a long time ago, everybody went to school same days, same number of days, 187 days. And that's what they did your daily rate on. Now they have to do it on however many days you actually are going, that you're in school teaching. So like if you're 170 days, well, guess what your daily rate's going to do? It's going to go up.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, which I can totally understand that. Page 10, DFBB Local is about non-renewal. Basically, this has to do with the DEI stuff. It gives a list of reasons. A term contract employee may be not, excuse me, may be non-renewed. But this DEI stuff, we don't have to worry about that here in Klondike, Texas, and in the state of Texas too.
No, not the whole state.
DGBA Local has to do with employee complaints and grievances. If you look on that one thing that I gave you, there's a whole bunch of stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it changed and some didn't. DH Local has to do with reciprocity.
Reciprocity?
Yeah, there you go. With a handgun license from another state. I mean, if Jessica has a handgun license in New Mexico and she's teaching over here in Texas, that's okay. Okay, as long as she's got that gun in her car and it's locked up and nobody can see it. So. EFA Local is instructional materials. Parents' request for instructional material review is recommended for inclusion, which we have that. EIA Local, this is on page 13. Oh, there it is, 13, sorry. EHBAF Local, all they did was they took the word self-contained, it has to do with special ed and video and audio monitoring, They took the word self-contained and changed it to special ed. That's the only thing they did. And guess what? They didn't charge us for that. next on page 14 is EIA local. This is that requires that each parent of a student be afforded the opportunity for at least 2 in-person conferences with the student's teacher per year. And that this is where it talks about, and that an academic dishonesty language is recommended that indicates the use of artificial intelligence without permission constitutes academic dishonesty. So if they use it and don't have the parent or the teacher's permission, then it's cheating. So, an FA local, a parent portal on the district website. That's the one we were talking about earlier, that where the parents can get on the website and send stuff to the administration, to the board. We were waiting for them to give us language for that. There's several companies out there that have been talking to Mr. Leonard about doing this for us. So we're now that we got the language, we're going to go forward and
implement it.
See what we can do about that. Let's see. Page 16, the FFAC local. This is that medical treatment deal. We talked about that last time too, yeah, about all that. 17, page 17. There's 1, 2, 3 of them on here. FFB local addresses the required notification that must be provided to teaching staff when a threat is made against the campus. So if somebody says they're going to shoot the school up or whatever, then, you know, the staff has to be notified, which I don't see why they wouldn't be, but... FF local, student safety. This is regarding notifying a parent of a student with whom an employee or service provider is alleged to have engaged in misconduct. I mean, that's, to me, those are no-brainers.
Mm-hmm.
And FFG local, all they did was if a teacher or an employee suspects a child being abused or neglect, they have to report within 24 hours. And it used to be 48 hours, but now it's 24. Page 20, GF local has to do with public complaints. I think that has to do with the website thing. GKA local regarding handguns. What they said that they an employee can have a gun in their car. It has to be locked and it cannot be in sight. So if they have a license, they can have that gun in their car locked and it has to be out of sight. And that's the end of it. And I'm sorry, you only got half of it.
It's all here?
Yeah, it's all on that other one.
It's all
on
the other one. Yeah. It's there.
So the deals that say, you know, there's staff with concealed carry, is that still the way it's always been, or has it changed?
Right now, I mean, you know, we have a school marshal.
Right.
And so, I mean.
And it's not, I just was, I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
That's still in effect? Or.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. I just, whenever you said that about in the vehicle with the lock deal,
yeah,
that's only, I didn't know if there had been changes to that.
No. So, well, used to you couldn't.
Right, that's what
you couldn't have a gun on the school property.
Right.
I mean, except, you know, unless you're, you know.
Unless you're a school marshal or.
Right.
The guardian, is that what they're called?
Right, guardian.
Gotcha.
Schools have done it, you know, just especially ones that like
in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know,
yeah,
no, it takes forever for them to get out here. I feel sorry for, I mean, some guy comes up here, I mean, because I know there's a lot of them out there, and then I know all you farmers carry them and everything, so if he ever come up here, God help his soul, because there probably wouldn't be enough to bury him with all the holes. So. But I'm sorry that was lengthy, but I mean, and I know y'all probably read all that, but I just felt like it wouldn't do my due diligence if I didn't visit with you on some of them.
I mean, it sounded like they're all right. You mentioned not knowing about that one changing, putting stuff on the agenda 2 weeks ahead of time. Is that one?
Well, no, I mean, that's.
We have to do that?
Well, it says it's recommended.
Yeah.
But a lot can come up within 2 weeks.
That's like, yeah, no, I'm saying that's just, I mean.
I think they changed that because our filing the agenda, we have to file it further ahead.
Well, the reason, you remember which one that was, Justin?
It's right there at the first. I don't.
No, it's toward the beginning.
B-E, maybe.
Okay.
I'm just asking, you mentioned that was a long time.
Well, I think so.
Not want to do.
Their deal is this deadline would provide the district sufficient time to compile items and post an agenda by the statutory deadline.
I mean, it would make sense if you're a district with, like,
you're right. I mean,
a bunch of schools.
If I have to post the agenda on
3 days
Thursday, if you got it to me Thursday morning, I'm going to put it on there because, I mean, unless there's just a whole lot of stuff I've got to look up to find out what you're wanting and everything. I mean, and like I say, that's what they recommend. That doesn't mean we have to do it.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Do we want to? Is that one we might not want to change? Like I'm deferring to you on this. You're the one that got to put.
Yeah. Let me look. I haven't got well.
But you said it was recommended.
It's recommended.
That's what I say.
It's just recommended.
It's just a recommendation.
If you don't put it in there, then you don't have to.
Right now it says the third and fourth day or something.
Right.
What's it say?
Let's see here.
But it's like that's kind of the beauty of a small school. Like.
I wonder if you could get them to change it.
Yeah.
Would never be in a violation.
Yeah, I can get them to change. I mean, because right now it says the deadline for submitting items for inclusion on the agenda is the fourth calendar day before regular meetings and the third calendar day before special meetings.
Now, I think they're changing it because that third calendar day, if there's a weekend in there, it might be 5 days.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just something if you want to leave that one off. Prove everything else and see if they can make it better fit us.
I can
just leave it off altogether.
Well, we're going to have to put something there. I mean, there's going to have to be something. I mean, because there's got to be a deadline for when.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Right now, it's the fourth and the third calendar day.
Right. I mean, if Could that's.
Leave it the way you had it before.
Leave it the way it was.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I can tell them to do that.
Or if we've got to change it, make it the day before the deadline, either for you or something.
Well, like I say, I mean, I think the way it is good enough.
Yeah,
it suits me.
Instead of changing it to those 10 days.
Right,
seems aggressive.
I can make that. I can tell them to make that change. That is BE local. Mm-hmm. Leave as is. Okay. 4 and 3. Okay.
So we would go ahead and approve all the updates except for
BE local.
BE local.
I'll make that
and
motion.
And then I will make that change.
And if they say we got to change it to something, let's just make it as invasive as possible.
Right. I second it.
Justin made that motion to approve 7C with the exception of BE local pending clarification. So
I'll second it.
Jess made a second. All in favor? None opposed.
that's all I have. Anybody have anything? We're looking to see when our next board meeting was.
December 11th?
December 11th.
We just changed it.
I know.
December 11th.
December 11th.
Okay. And remember, January is when y'all do my evaluation. Y'all have copies. If you don't have a copy of it, I'll let me know and I'll send you a copy of it so you can look at it. And I will try to do my part before, a few days before, so y'all can look at it and have it and everything. And then, so. I hate doing myself, but it is a good instrument, though. It really is. It's a good one. And y'all already done it once already, yeah. So y'all know, yeah.
Well, yeah, we got through to the wolves right at the first lesson.
That's right.
Do you know the audit, you know, is coming up?
The 17th, isn't it?
Yes, it is, next week. But do you know when he will do his presentation?
No,
I guess it'll be December or January?
No idea. Well, it has to be done before, I think, January the 20th. It has to be in the TEA before January the 20th.
And that's our account.
Maybe the new guy will get up and get done.
Is it the new?
I think so. Laura, who does our stuff at the service center, said that she sent them all the stuff and we haven't heard anything. Janae has...
I reached out to them, and they said, I reached out to them asking for, you know, what I could gather up before they get here, and they just said they were looking forward to working with us. They didn't send me anything, so I don't know. Still don't know, but they said they will be here the 17th.
Because I know November, the other auditor we had, you know, we would send him.
He'd give us a list of things, and we could have it ready and send it to him. Yeah. And then they got it out, so. I would just like to have it gathered.
Something.
Yeah, so I could give it to them. But they did answer. They just didn't send me a list or anything.
And I don't know if both of them would come or just one, or they haven't really.
I was just wondering, because if I'm there's a possibility I won't be here at that January meeting.
Right.
If he's presenting then, because that's the state chair stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going yet, but I might be for that. But.
I mean, they may do it in December.
They could. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that it? Anybody got anything?
On the deal that he brought up, can we talk about that, like, in closed session?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a big, I'm not.
There's a little curious as well.
I wonder if he's a restroom on.
Yes.
I make the motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor? None opposed. Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Sorry, I got ahead of us.